VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. It was a turbulent day Thursday on Wall Street, fueled by worries over U.S.-China relations. But as AP's Warren Levinson reports, despite the roller coaster ride, investors recovered many of their losses by the end of trading.
If you looked at just the closing numbers, it seemed like an ordinary day in the stock market. Dow Jones Industrials down 79 points, a third of a percent. Standard & Poor's 500 down by half that. The NASDAQ Composite up 0.4. But that was a rebound. The Dow had followed Tuesday's almost 800-point drop with a decline of another 750.
Sentiment can be a big contraindicator to short-term direction of the market.
Tim Anderson, managing director at TJM Investments, says investors saw buying opportunities in the downturn, but the U.S.-China trade dispute, which got a lot of the blame for the drop, is still far short of resolution. Warren Levinson, New York.
One factor making investors nervous was Canada's arrest of the CFO of the Chinese telecom giant Huawei. Police arrested Meng Wanzhou at the Vancouver airport last Saturday. She faces possible extradition to the United States after a bail hearing on Friday. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Thursday the case was based strictly on legal criteria.
I can assure everyone that we are a country of an independent judiciary, and the appropriate authorities took the decisions in this case without any political involvement or interference, as must be the case.
The charges against Meng are unclear, but news reports say she is suspected of trying to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran, something U.S. officials have been suspecting about her company Huawei for the last 2 years. Huawei is the world's largest supplier of equipment used by telephone and internet providers. It's also the world's third biggest manufacturer of smartphones. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. A final farewell in Texas Thursday for former President George H.W. Bush. At the Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, where the Bush family worshiped for more than 50 years, the former president's grandson, George P. Bush, said his grandfather was the most gracious, most decent, and most humble man he has ever known.
Today, after 94 years, the heavy hand of time has claimed the life of my Gramps. But in death as in life, my grandfather has won, for he has exchanged his earthly burdens for a heavenly home and is at peace.
Bush's friend and former Secretary of State James Baker choked back tears as he paid tribute to his former boss and his longtime friend.
We rejoice, Mr. President, that you are safely tucked in now and through the ages with God's loving arms around you, because our glory, George, was to have had you as our president and as such a friend.
The former president's body was then taken by a specially painted train to Texas A&M University, the location of his presidential library. Mr. Bush was laid to rest in a private ceremony next to his wife of 73 years, Barbara Bush, and their daughter, Robin. Former President Bush was known for signing the Clean Air Act. Now the Trump administration's Environmental Protection Agency has decided to put the brakes on several Obama-era rules for coal-fired power plants. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
In the latest Trump administration move to dismantle Obama-era efforts to slow climate change, the Environmental Protection Agency is doing away with the 2015 rule requiring new coal power plants to employ cutting-edge techniques to capture carbon dioxide emissions from their smokestacks. Acting EPA Administrator Andrew Wheeler calls the rules excessive burdens for the coal industry. The Trump administration also wants to roll back plans to shift the national electrical grid away from coal and toward cleaner burning solar and wind power, and the administration wants to relax the Obama-implemented tougher mileage standards for cars and light trucks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. military said Thursday one Marine was killed and five others were still missing after two Marine Corps aircraft collided mid-air off the Japanese coast. The deceased was one of two crew members from an F-A-18 fighter jet that was training with a KC-130 refueling plane. Rescue operations continue for the five crewmen of the tanker. And U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to pick State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert to be the ambassador to the United States, or to the United Nations, rather. If confirmed, she would replace outgoing Ambassador Nikki Haley, who announced her resignation in October. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.